Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and big news out of Malaysia today. Malaysia's former Premier Najib Razak has been found guilty of all seven charges in the first of his five trials related to the 1MDB scandal. Najib has been found guilty of one count of abuse of power, three counts of criminal breach of trust, and three counts of money laundering regarding the misappropriation of 42 million ringgit, and that's the equivalent of 13.6 million Singapore dollars from SRC International, a former subsidiary of 1MDB. And to find out more about what this means and what happens next, we're joined on the line by Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Senior International Affairs Analyst at management consultancy firm Solaris Singapore. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you've been keeping well.
Certainly. I'm trying my best.
Always good to call you, and we've got big news breaking. So first, tell us, what does this mean for Najib? What's your response or reaction to the news out today?
So it's certainly not a verdict that he would welcome. But to some extent, I think he would understand that this is one possibility that could have come out today. So he certainly finds himself in a precarious position right now. So I think for him, it's what will he do next? And there is a whole appeal process that he'll definitely would like to use to try and clear his name. Exactly what he mentioned on his Facebook post as well.
And that's what he did say on his Facebook post last night. He said, "This is my chance to clear my name. Whatever the decision tomorrow at the High Court, it does not end here." So what happens next? This is the first of five trials.
Yes, I think it's a long road ahead. I think this is a start that I think those who have wanted charges to be leveled against Najib, I think, would find today's verdict a success, an effective one, something that they would have welcomed. But the road is long, and I think the appeal process is going to take a while, anything between months to a year. So I think the sentencing that we will see that would accompany his verdict is something we will see further down the road. It's not going to be something that we will see relatively soon.
And as you said, you know, the road is long. I mean, Najib is facing 42 counts of corruption, abuse of power and money laundering across five different court cases relating to his role in the multi-billion dollar scandal involving 1MDB. But given that this is the first and this is a guilty verdict, how do you think this positions him for the next trials that we see going forward?
I mean, it certainly puts him in a position that the other subsequent trials would likely go against him, and also the fact that the sentencing would be somewhere close if that's the case. So I think what will be done right now from a legal perspective, I suppose, is continue with whatever appeals that are available to him. I mean, to go to even a higher court. This is a high court, so you have the appeals court, the federal court as well. So, I mean, there are a number of appeals that he could use up. So I think that in itself will cause this saga to continue, to be prolonged. And I think that's something we may well see, you know, maybe even a year before we know exactly what will happen. But I think for his legal team, I think even if, let's say, towards the end, the guilty verdict remains, they will try and thrash out a settlement by which he can avoid going to prison, for example. So we'll have to see how that pans out down the road.
We're speaking to Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Senior International Affairs Analyst at Solaris Singapore. Now, Dr. Izzuddin, concerns have been raised about political interference in the court process after money laundering charges against Najib's stepson. Can you tell us more about that and how things have changed since then?
I think the prosecutors had dropped charges against his stepson after they were able to recover the bulk of what was owed to them through the 1MDB scandal. And I think the concern there was that the same charges, they may approach the Najib's trial the same way, in a sense of dropping charges. But we saw in the verdict today that's not the case. So that points to the fact that the Malaysian judiciary is independent. They are not interfered politically. And I think that that gives sort of confidence that the judiciary is doing the right thing and not being interfered by the political class. And I think that is something the public would certainly welcome. I think for Najib as well, I think when he had gone for the verdict, he could see, you know, his supporters, you know, going there in large numbers. So it does show that there are Malaysians who are behind him. His party is behind him. So he does have support. Pekan, where he is a member of parliament, is also behind him. So I think he will be heartened by that fact, and he will certainly fight all the way, as he mentioned again on his Facebook, until he clears his name.
And what does this mean? I mean, you mentioned Najib's seat. What does this mean from him from a political perspective?
I think right now, with the guilty verdict hanging over him, I think it certainly affects his political mileage and his political standing. But I think as far as his Member of Parliament position in Pekan is, I think that will remain. I don't think the guilty verdict does not disqualify him or demand that he steps down, Member of Parliament. I think that will remain. But if this guilty verdict, you know, remains, and I think that's the case because the appeal process will take some time. So if a snap election is being called, then he certainly cannot stand in the election. And if he doesn't stand in the election, then certainly he will not be the Member of Parliament for Pekan subsequently.
Now, there are growing calls from member parties of PN for snap polls to be held, even though the next general election is not due until 2023. Do you think we could see that transpire?
We can't rule that out because the Perikatan Nasional, PN, which Muhyiddin is leading, only has a razor thin 2-seat majority in parliament. And that means that the position is quite tenuous there. So certainly from a political point of view, we cannot rule out a snap election. But I think that will really depend on what UMNO does next. UMNO is the biggest party in Perikatan Nasional. And the reaction that, you know, how they react to this particular verdict and what happens subsequently may well have an impact on whether we have a snap election or not.
So what will you be keeping a close eye out for in the coming weeks?
I think one is to see what the Najib's team do. What is the next course of action now that they've heard this verdict that has been meted out today? We also have to keep a close watch on what the UMNO party leaders would say regarding this verdict in the subsequent weeks. And also, importantly, whether Muhyiddin says anything about it. I think right now he has played it. He has kept his distance from it. I think he has not interfered in the verdict, but at the same time, he hasn't pushed for it as well. So I think he's taken a neutral position, and exactly what he should do as a prime minister now of the country. So we also have to see what he would say as a leader of the Perikatan Nasional and UMNO being a member of the coalition. So I think we have to see what the reactions are to this particular verdict, what Najib and his legal team does with the verdict going forward with the appeals process, and also what the public's response to this is. I think Najib has divided opinion. I think that's fair to say. He has support, but he also has his detractors. So we'll have to see how they have responded to it. But I think for those who have wanted charges to be leveled against Najib, I think today's verdict will certainly be something that they would welcome.
Well, thank you so much for your time and your insights, Dr. Izzuddin.
Thank you very much for having me.
We've been speaking with Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, a Senior International Affairs Analyst at Solaris Singapore. You're listening to Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.